Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Rako. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Ruether. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Ruether. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice bunts towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Robertson trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Rule, who tags Robertson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Sisler moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. McManus moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Williams scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Tony Rako is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rako hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Rako and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Harris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Harris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lamott. Judge moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. McManus moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lamott is walked intentionally. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0-for-1 in the game. Rego is hit by the pitch. McManus scores. Williams moves to third. Lamott moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Alan Russell now pitching. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jacobson moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Firpo Marbury now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. There goes Robertson. The throw from Rule and Robertson is out. There goes Rice. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. McManus moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lamott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Browns. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Judge reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Browns. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bluge hits a line drive towards short. Lamott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams now playing second base. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Robertson hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold pinch hits for Earl McNeely. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Nemo Leibold now playing center field. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Adams reaches second base with a double. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin scores. It's 9-6, Browns. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 6 RBIs. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rego is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rule hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Harris pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lamott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.